I mean, you know, I use 123PL in and out for all machines. So as long as you know the freaks, Richmond, Romeo, and Warren, that's easy enough. As far as fills go, he's 2.5, but I'd have to look at what his PL is. I don't know if he uses the other. You know, in the past, all your VHF repeaters were running 100, unless, you know, there was some specific reason they didn't. But most 100 was like the standard for VHF repeaters, at least in this area. And then the UHF repeaters was 107.2. But I adopted 123 because it was a standard for my work. And so whenever I hit, and back then, PL, you know, back in the 80s, you know, PL was done with a vibrosponder read, and I had vibrosponder reads at 123 up the wazoo. You know, so 123 was easy for me. And I don't know when the 123 became the norm for, it seems like all the UHFs 123 now. When I was first doing it, I was the only one doing 123, and it was 107.2 was the standard. So you're going to find a combination of 123. I don't know why other people switched to it. I can tell you why I did. And then you'll find 107.2 on UHF. But where I'm going with all this is I have no idea what the hell Phil's doing for his. So if he's listening, maybe he could chime in. If not, I could look it up, or I could look on my radio and see what mine's set to.